Hello.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon. Sir, today we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you. Let me just 1 second. All right. So when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? Number one, democracy.
10.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. K through 12, education.
10.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom.
10.
All right. Immigration.
1.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. Abortion rights. I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
Yes, hold on 1 second. Sure, go ahead. Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. Yes, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay. Abortion rights.
10.
Okay. Climate change.
10.
Voting rights.
All right, brother. 10.
Thank you. Healthcare.
10.
All right. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Right. A student loan debt.
10.
Okay. And inflation and the cost of living.
5.
All right. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024, and I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all races equally, what is your race?
Presidential. Oh, my ethnicity, black.
Thank you. So are you registered to vote, or like many other people,
yes,
are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
12/20/81.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change in on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Okay. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. Number 1, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
-100.
You
can put it as a 0.
Thank you. Now, Kamala Harris.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Negative 1 million.
Thank you. Now, can I, on a scale of 0 to 10, how can I put that?
0. 0 is cold, correct?
That is correct.
Yes.
The Republican Party.
The same as their candidate, 0.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
10.
Okay. Joe Biden.
10.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 election, general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
All right. When thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. Now, here is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe the person or event did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
And the question is whether they prevented progress or not. 10, meaning they highly, 5, you don't know, or 0, they didn't.
That is correct.
10.
Thank you. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Okay. The Supreme Court.
10.
Okay. President Biden.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
10.
Okay. Governor Kemp.
10.
Okay. And white supremacists.
10.
All right, thank you. Now, here is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
Okay.
Okay. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Ten.
Okay. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, and nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
10.
Okay. We've made strides towards building Black Power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize the challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress.
10.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed, as Black youth from 18 years old to 24 years old are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
10.
Thank you. Now, thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again, because sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. As of right now, by the way, we're 90% done, so thank you so much for your time. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues All that
right,
matter
Sheena.
The most to this community?
All right,
please
Pam.
Rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. And
that's what we pay you for.
And sometimes something
that's
comes
what we
up
pay you for.
People from voting, but as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10. All right, Scott.
Now, thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorce.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No. I don't know.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
My enjoyment.
It's a employment status.
Full-time.
Thank you. Now, last year, in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$200,000.
Thank you. Now, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate the time that you have given me today. I wish you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Um